An abandoned cemetery in Sharon is turning into a classroom for middle schoolers. They're mapping the grave sites, researching the people buried there, and creating a website for genealogists who might not be able to visit the plots in person. As VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the project is spurring the students' interest in local history.
Guys, come down here!
This is not how kids usually go to social studies class at the Sharon Academy in the Upper Valley. But for this tiny, independent school, it's becoming a frequent field trip.
Bring the blanket, you know?
On a crisp, sunny fall day, about 30 middle schoolers arrive at an old, hard-to-find cemetery in a stand of trees just off Route 132. As they gather at one headstone, their social studies teacher, Andrew Lane, passes out clipboards holding spreadsheet forms. He explains how to stretch pink tape to mark lines of graves for what will become a digital map, and then collect information from each headstone.
Okay, everyone should be following along where you fill it in. So column 4, row 1, okay? Death date, August 8th, 1854. Age at death, what did it say?
85
years, 1 month. So then it says, can you do the math? So you'd have to do backwards.
Yes, this cemetery project taps into math as well as history, and it even crosses into two other academic subjects.
I'm Marcy Innes. I teach English, and I also teach art in the middle school.
Innes wants the kids to pay close attention, maybe make some rubbings of the inscriptions and carved pictures on these ancient stones, like weeping willows and angels.
Because that's something that we can do in art, is that we can learn about some of the funerary images, because that was the earliest form of American art.
And this is an early cemetery, with graves dating from about 1782 to around 1903. One goal of the project is to figure out when this part of Sharon, known as the Day District, was in its heyday. That is, when the largest number of people were buried here. Taylor Lyman and Jasmine Johnson are cousins. Taylor figures some of her most distant forebears are right under her feet.
Definitely. I mean, if we're ninth generation Vermonters and, like, this place is, like, around that time, and we live in Sharon, so this most likely has a lot of ancestors here.
Some of the young historians are surprised at how long people lived in the 18th century, sometimes into their 80s and 90s, if they were not women who died in childbirth. Wright Frost is learning from the graves about how Vermont was settled by foreign-born colonists. Some fought in the Revolutionary War.
Also, it's very interesting to look at how well preserved the gravestones are. The people who made them really cared a lot about them. It was important to them that their family members got a good burial.
And now these precious family histories will not be lost in the undergrowth of a long-forgotten burial ground. And when the kids build a website, the local historical society will have a new way to tell the story of post-colonial life and death in this rural community. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.